The other soldiers watched with astonishment. No Jewish boy had ever worn a yarmulke before in the mess hall. No Jewish boy had even had the chutzpah to talk back to the Russian army officers. They looked at Itzchak with tremendous respect. From then on, Itzchak became the overnight leader of the Jewish soldiers. They respected him. Many of them were much older, but they looked up to him as if he was much older and wiser. And that very night, Itzchak was assigned to a barracks. They gave him a tiny bed, but he didn't mind. It was the smallest of his problems. A few weeks later, Itzchak was sent to an army base in the depths of Siberia, and it took several weeks to get there. It was freezing, freezing cold. It was 20 below zero in the spring, and Itzchak was forced to chop wood all day, every day, in the war effort against the enemy. In the depths of Siberia, there was no reason to have gates around the camp. A soldier could walk out whenever he desired to do so, but he would find himself in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of frozen land, of ice and snow, and he would starve to death before he got very far. So there was no escape. There was no way to get away. And the soldiers labored endlessly for the Russian government. It didn't take too long for the commandant of the camp, who was a very wise man, to realize that Itzchak was a great leader and that the Jewish soldiers respected him and looked up to him. And the commandant gave Itzchak command of all the Jewish soldiers. He was promoted to sergeant, and he would march his soldiers deep, deep, deep into the forest where they would chop wood all day. And Itzchak explained to them the plan.
You see, what we're gonna do is, every day we're gonna work so hard, we're gonna chop so many trees, that when it comes Shabbos, we're gonna march out here, and we're gonna sit, and we're gonna have a Shabbos Suda, and we're gonna sing Zemiris, and we're gonna daven the Shabbos davening. And then, when we're done, when it's dark already and Shabbos is over, we're gonna pick up all those extra logs that we've been chopping all week, and we're gonna carry them into the camp as if we just chopped them.
The soldiers looked at him in disbelief. It was so simple, it was so obvious, but no one had ever thought of it. That very week, they implemented their plan, and they began chopping wood at a furious rate. They chopped every day 12 trees instead of 10. And then when it came Shabbos, they had plenty of extra logs to return to the camp, to bring back to the camp. Everything was going very well. Itzchak, on the long march out into the forest, would teach Mishnayos to the simpler Yidden, to the ones that never learned Gemara in their lives. And he would learn Gemara with the ones that learned Gemara. And with Talmidei Chachamim, he would learn Gemara with Rishonim, with Achronim. The soldiers looked up to him. They admired him. They obeyed his every command. And this made Captain Christoff very jealous. Captain Christoff was a great anti-Semite. He hated the Jews with all of his heart, with every fiber of his being. And Captain Christoff couldn't take it when Itzchak commanded his soldiers and they actually obeyed him to the letter. And every day they would come marching back from the forest with their 10 logs every single day. And Christoff watched as they marched to the beat. You see, when Christoff gave commands, nobody listened. They would laugh at him. They disrespected him. They knew he was a drunk. They knew that he had no business being an officer. And Christoff plotted. Christoff thought of ways to get revenge. And finally, one day, out of desperation, he followed Itzchak and his soldiers into the forest. He tried to remain hidden behind some trees, and he followed them into the forest. And he saw that the soldiers were working so hard. They were chopping wood at a furious rate.
Timber!
And the trees landed like clockwork. And at the end of the day, the soldiers lifted the heavy logs and marched with a song on their lips back to the camp. And Christoph's blood boiled.
I have to think of a way to get revenge.
I have to get that Jew somehow. That good-for-nothing, that filthy piece of garbage. I'm going to get him. I don't know how, but somehow I'll find a way.
The next day, Christoph decided to follow the Yidden into the forest one more time. And this time, he couldn't believe his luck. The Jews marched into the forest, and instead of lifting their axes to chop more wood, they sat down on some tree stumps, and they began singing. They began davening, and one of them, who thought he was a chazan, sang,
Hey, maybe you shouldn't daven for the Umid. I'm afraid you're gonna damage those magnificent vocal cords of yours.
Hey, don't worry, it's okay.
Hey, Zundel, Fizzle, maybe you should stop because, you see, I'm very worried that you're gonna lose your voice. It's not good for you, and, you know, a real chazan shouldn't do that to his voice.
It's okay, don't worry. I can keep going all day.
That's what I'm worried about.
And they suffered with his singing, but at least it was Shabbos, and they didn't have to work. And the soldiers sat there singing, saying Divrei Torah. Itzkel even gave a shir for an hour. And finally, when it got dark, they got up, and they lifted the 10 logs that were laying around, and they marched back to the camp. In the meantime, Christoph ran back to the camp at full speed, and he burst into the commandant's office, and he threw the door right off the hinges, and he ran in.
Commandant! The Jew! Itzkel! We must punish him immediately!
What do you mean we must punish him? Itzkel's the best officer we have. His soldiers bring in the most of any soldiers.
Yes, but Itzkel, he is... not work today, not even one bit. And all soldiers sit and sing silly song and not work one bit.
Listen to me, Christoph. You get up and you get out of my office and don't come here again.
What do you mean? You're going to throw me out of your office? How dare you?
Christoph, watch your tone with me. You're talking to your superior officer.
Superior officer, mein foot! You have to punish that filthy Jew!
Christoph, get out now and don't ever come back.
Christoph was embarrassed. He was humiliated. Not to mention disappointed and discouraged. He walked out of the commandant's office and he knew it was time for some serious action.